The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. Support your healthy CoQ10 levels and blood pressure with 2 chews a day. Visit RadioBeats.com and save 15% with promo code DEAL.
I got my feet under me after this first term and really learned a lot and have finally figured out how things work within the system. So, and I feel like since Ms. Kim was stepping down, we need somebody that's been on the board and has some of that experience to be chairman.
Going to need to connect some dots here for a moment. That's Michael Ransom, with whom we spoke one day late last week, Thursday, Friday. He is running for a seat on the Oconee County School Board, actually has a seat on the Oconee County School Board, post 5 on the Oconee County Board of Education, Michael Ransom. But he mentioned there Kim Argo, the chair of the Oconee County School Board, her announcement of about a week ago, in fact, I think exactly a week ago, that she would not seek re-election this year, means the chair's post opens, and Michael Ransom wants to be the chair, the next chair, of the Oconee County Board of Education. So he's running for now what is post 1. That is the post that is designated for the chair of the Oconee County School Board. So post 1 opens. And the first announced candidate in that race, the race to replace Ransom in post 1, is in studio with us this morning, Brock Toole. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
Slide that microphone around just a little bit closer to you. There you go.
Yes, sir.
You and I were talking, and we'll talk about your campaign, what you want to do, and your background, which is involved with the schools in Oconee County. You're no stranger down there. I didn't know this till you walked in. You and I basically neighbors growing up down here in South Georgia. You're from Bainbridge?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
So I start talking about Shotwell Street and Water Street. You know all those places.
Yes, sir.
How'd you end up here?
I worked for Walmart for 19 years, and I was a general transportation manager, one of the general managers of the distribution center over in Monroe, Georgia. Lived in Oconee County, commuted back and forth. And then in 17, at the end of 17, I believe it was, I left Walmart and went to work for the Oconee County school system.
Doing what?
I was one of the assistant superintendents. The chief operations officer was my title.
Which entailed what? What did you do?
Basically, all maintenance and operations, all custodial, transportation. Was over all of the facilities, new construction, renovations, anything like that.
Man, that's a big job.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It was probably the coolest job I've ever had. It was really neat. I got to see something from start to finish, mm-hmm. and I got to play a role in our kids' education.
And just to flesh out the resume, what are you doing now?
I'm an entrepreneur. I own a with partners, of course. It's not me solely, but I own a food company and a brewery.
Oh, okay. What brewery? Go ahead and give it a plug.
South Main Brewing in Watkinsville, Georgia.
Is that the one in Wire Park?
Yes, sir.
I got to check that out. I know where it is. I've seen it. Just hadn't had the occasion to stop in there. I will look forward to doing that. Did not know that that was you. Okay. And as we mentioned, we connected all those dots a moment ago, and now a seat on the Oconee County School Board, and you want to fill it. Why?
Well, for folks that know me, they know I'm a community builder. That's what I do. I love the thought of community. I love this community. I always talk about Bainbridge being my hometown, but this is my home. I have a child in elementary, I have a child in middle, and I have a child in high school.
Oh, my goodness.
So all the way through.
Let me stop right there. How are you going to have time for this? You're running businesses, and you got 3 kids, and all of them in school, and oh, by the way, I want to be on the school board.
Yes, sir. I think you have to make sure that you don't lose the joy in it. So it doesn't feel like a job. Mm. I've always...
You're the first candidate ever answered the question that way.
Yeah.
That's an interesting way to look at it.
Well, I think you have to find joy in what you do. If you don't find joy in what you do, why are you doing it? And I've always kind of lived my life that way. But, you know, my wife also works for the system. I'm truly vested in this.
Now, what does she do?
She's in technology.
Okay.
So I'm very vested in the system, and to be honest, Mr. Tim, I missed the system after I left it. And this would be a totally different role. This wouldn't be staff. Mm. But we have a great system, and I'm going to refer to something you said a minute ago. I was listening to you. You're talking about golf could always get better in golf.
Yeah.
I believe we can in our school system. Mm. I believe that's one of those things the same way when it's that.
And this is one of those school systems that is regarded as one of, and by some metrics, the best in the state.
Correct.
And always room for improvement to your
absolutely
point.
Absolutely there is in anything you do. So, you know, I think if you're able to use that, you know, that community mindset in building a community around everyone, not just one, and I think you can make something that's really, really good better.
You know, I want to back. We'll spend some time talking about your plans for the school board and the school district should you get yourself elected here. I wanted to, that step that you took. This intrigues me. You work for the Oconee County School District, assistant superintendent, chief operating officer, in charge of facilities and buses and all the rest of it. As we were talking a moment ago, big job and. If nothing else, a stable job, I'm going to guess a fairly well-paying job, and one you could have coasted out the rest of your life doing that kind of thing. You decided, no, I'm going to step off, and I'm going to start a business, I have no frame of reference for that mindset, whether it's fear on my own part or just the lack of creativity. I couldn't imagine what kind of business I would start. What is that like? What's that process like? And what was the conversations like with your wife?
Extremely scary. You know, you have to have a level of, you know, anxiousness in my mind, in order to do that. But my wife, I have to say, she's extremely supportive. And she was like, listen, if this is what you believe you need to do, I'd worked corporately for, you know, 20 years.
At Walmart, as you mentioned.
Walmart. And you know, I had done that. And I longed to do something on my own, for lack of a better term, that wasn't corporate. And that allowed me the freedom to do it. I started with a partner, of course, started the food company while I was at the school system. That food company then turned into what the brewery is today. And I didn't plan on doing that. I planned on going to the school system and, you know, retiring there. Mm-hmm. That was my plan, but it's funny how plans change.
By the way, Wire Park, how's that going? We've been there a couple of times. Absolutely love it and can only imagine what the future's going
to
be.
It is a really cool – I'm going to go back to that – the motto for our business there is community fueled. Mm. And I tell everybody it's one of the best little cul-de-sacs in Oconee County. Now it's growing, and everybody wants it to be done quicker than it will be. But unfortunately, with construction and things of that nature, it takes a little longer. But it's starting to really, really gain traction. They started building those apartments right there out front. Mm-hmm. I think they plan to have those ready and, you know, occupancy in September. And then they have condos and also single-family houses that will be built out there. So at the end of the day, once it's completed, it will truly be a live, work, and play area.
Go back to the Malcolm Bridge addition that's almost through. Do you anticipate the end of the year before the teachers leave for the summer that they would be able to move into new classrooms?
A question from Kim Argo. The most recent meeting of the Oconee County School Board, about a week ago, she's presiding over the school board as the school board chair. But she is saying, and she said this a week ago, that she will not be running for another term. Thus, as we mentioned earlier, the school board chair opens. And with that, Michael Ransom on the school board, and I'm going to run for that. Post 1 is designated as the board chairmanship, and Michael Ransom in Post 5 going to run for Post 1. Opens up Post 5, and we have been discussing that with the candidate, the one to this point, the only announced candidate, the only one I know about. Brock Toole says he wants to fill that post on the Oconee County School. You've never run for office, but you've done a lot of stuff in your life. You never run for office. Is that right?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
What is that like? I mean, you're out there now getting your feet in the water. What's that like?
You know, this is my first time doing it. Back in college, let me rephrase, I ran for Student Government Association.
Okay.
I
Where'd you go to college?
Georgia Southern University in Statesboro.
Statesboro.
Hail Southern. Well, when I did that, I was 18 years old maybe, and that was a totally different experience. But this is the first time I've done anything since then. And it's just so far, you know, just a week into you know, me announcing, I've had a lot of positive feedback, had some negative feedback. Mm. But the big thing is I'm listening to all of it. If somebody will pick up the phone and call me, I'll sit there and talk with them, or I'll listen to them and see what, you know, what comes of it, I guess, is the biggest thing. And what I'm finding out is there's a lot of people that have a lot of different views about a lot of things.
You have a list someplace. Okay, if I get myself elected, here's what I'm going to pursue.
You know, it's hard for me to say that because, as I mentioned earlier, I've never sat on that side of the table. So for me to go in and say, hey, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that without really knowing, I know the gist of it. Don't misunderstand. But I'm almost 2 years removed from the school system.
Well, so, I mean, there's a philosophical question here. Are you going in to do things, or are you going in to react to things? Oh, something has happened. There's a set of circumstances, physical or otherwise, and now we have to deal with it. Mm-hmm. Or I have a vision for the future. I suppose both at some point would be a part of the makeup of the job.
Yes, sir. Well, with Walmart and just me in general, I've always been a culture guy. I've always been a conflict manager, for lack of a better term. If there's conflict, I like to try to go in there and do my best to try to solve it, whatever that means. And what I've learned is I can't solve it alone. It takes other people. And it takes the other people pulling the wagon the same way in order to solve problems. So like I told you earlier, if we want to get better in a place that's already great, we really have to have everybody pulling that wagon the same way.
Well, you mentioned conflict, and I've been here a minute. I've been here since 1998.
Yes,
and so I've seen some conflict over the years between the Oconee County School Board and the Oconee County Board of Commissioners, not always on the same page and not always pulling in the same direction. From your vantage point now, how do you assess that relationship, and what do you see moving forward?
Well, I can speak for myself. All right, and what I'll tell you there is I'm the chairman of the Industrial Development Authority here for the county.
Okay.
I get to meet people, talk to people, see what goes on in our county, sometimes from that other side of the table, what I was talking about just a minute ago.
Sure.
And I believe that our system, our county, our city, they communicate, but there again, I think it can always get better. I believe if we're all pulling, and I'm going to continue to say this, and you'll hear me say it over and over, and there's a reason for it. If we're all pulling that wagon the same way, no matter if we have disagreements, we're going to be better in the end because we're going to continue to build a better community. I believe in my heart of hearts that the school system is one of the driving, if not the driving force behind our community.
We have people who say, and I'm sure you hear this heard this for years, I moved to Oconee County because of the schools.
Yes, sir.
Parents will say that and have said that for every day since I've been here, maybe before I got here, saying that.
My wife, I told you about Walton County and me working in Monroe. I wanted to work near the distribution center because I knew how much time it was going to require of me. And I'll never forget it. She goes, we're going to live in Oconee County. And I said, why? And she said, well, I've done all the research on the schools, and that's where we should live. And then I had a friend here in town that actually took me and drove me around the county and showed me the county and said the same thing, said, you need to be here for the school system. And I'll never forget this. My kids go to Cobham Ferry. That was elementary school. They've all, went up through. And we pulled up one morning, it was cold, it was rainy, and the teachers were out there opening the doors for the kids. And to me, that's a difference maker. Those are the things, everybody could have had a frown on their face, mad, aggravated because it was raining and it was an inconvenience of the, arrival of the day.
That would have been me.
Yeah, but they weren't. Mm. And that shows you the difference. Our school system, there can be very, very small, intangible things that make a difference in the greater good.
Brock Toole, candidate for post 5 on the Oconee County School Board. I want to circle back. You used a word a moment ago, communicate. One of the things that I have noted over the years, and again, I wish I knew how many candidates forums I've moderated. Another one coming up in March, I think, the Oconee County GOP putting that together, and I'll moderate that one, God willing. Specifically as it relates to the Oconee County schools, for whatever reason, a lot of governments, but especially Oconee County schools, people will have questions and concerns and criticisms about transparency, what they say and what they see as a lack of transparency. Is that a real thing in your mind? And if so, what do you do to fix it?
I think two things when you're dealing with that many people. When I say that many people, our greatest assets are children. That's where everybody's heartstrings are. So I think there has to be a consistency in communication. But when you do consistency in communication, sometimes you lose the genuineness of it, and it almost becomes robotic. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one thing. It's not that there's not transparency there. I believe there's transparency there, and I believe people are trying to do it the same way. But I believe you have to have that consistency and also be genuine at the same time. And I think that sometimes people get their, maybe I'm not going to call it getting their feelings hurt, but they think there's no transparency because, maybe somebody's not being genuine.
Brock Tuell, candidate for Oconee County School Board. Talking the other day, as I mentioned, with Michael Ransom running for the school board chair. I brought up the question to him. We'll bring it up to you. The notion of a third Oconee County High School. Mm-hmm. He said, okay, there's a couple of ways you can go. And pros and cons to both. You can build a new high school, probably on the west end of the county where the growth is. There's a lot of expense and a lot of time associated with that. Or you can expand and renovate and do things with the two existing high schools. Mm-hmm. Do you at this point have a preference?
You know, I don't have necessarily a preference. I would tell you this. It's going to come down to the core. And what I mean by that is when you start adding on to buildings, you got to have enough bathrooms. You got to have enough parking. You got to have enough space, right? So it comes down, do you add to the core of that building and do you have enough land, enough space to expand? There's a cost associated with that, and then there's a cost associated with going out and building another school. Normally, the building of another school, the cost is a whole lot higher, you know, because you have to buy the land, you have to build the school, and then you have to figure out how you're going to redistrict the school to fill that
new
one.
Bus routes and everything that goes
everything down. Bus routes are a huge part of that. So yes, sir. So I don't have a preference. I would say this: if the growth continues, and I know we've had years of exponential growth, and then you know you had COVID, you'd have a couple of flat years, for lack of a better term,
which is where the Oconee County School District appears to be now.
That's correct. And so, but what you'll see is just with the number of permits that have already been approved in Oconee County, there's an algebraic formula that shows how many students to expect in each one of those homes, as long as those homes are not a 55 or older home. So you take the data and the number and you try to, for lack of a better term, build it before they come. And at the end of the day, if that continues to happen, that trend, even on a 2 or 3% increase each year, within 6 to 8 years, there'll be a need for either an expansion, to your point, or a new high school.
Again, Brock Tuell, candidate for Oconee County School Board. I just noticed this. We'd already run a business, brewery there in Wire Park. You mentioned a moment ago, I didn't know this, on the Industrial Development, you chair the Industrial Development Authority in Oconee County. Father of three.
Yes.
And, of course, husband to one. And I'm seeing this just now, president of the Rotary Club.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Not. That's just a, you know, it hadn't been updated, I'm sure. But
okay, yeah, that's right, 2019. Yeah.
Yes, sir. I was in Rotary during COVID.
You weren't impeached or anything?
No, sir, no, sir, no, sir. And I don't hold I guess it's a leadership. I'm just a social chair now.
Okay.
So, but at the same token, I'm a big fan of our Rotary Club here. Our Rotary does a lot of good in this community.
Does Kiwanians, they do any good at all?
No, the Kiwanis does, the Lions Club. Mm-hmm. That's what I love about our community. You have these service organizations that aren't paper tiger organizations. Mm-hmm. They actually go out there. I think at Rotary we've built 106 or 110 ramps for handicapped folks around here. We give scholarships out.
We talk with Senator Ginn about that all the time.
Yeah, there's so many things that, and it's a true service organization, you know.
Brock Tuell for Oconee County Schools, that's the Facebook page you can find in there. Candidate for the Post 5 seat on the Oconee County Board of Education. Thanks for coming in this morning. Best of luck on the campaign trail.
Yes, sir. I appreciate
talk
you having me.
Soon, team. I'm sure.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.